Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say, just the two of us. I want to share a couple of ideas with you and some research that I've conducted recently. You know, folks, in the United States, it's easy to start a small business. Maybe it's too easy. In fact, sometimes I think it is. If you remember, if you're a small business owner and you remember those early startup days, then you'll also remember that very soon after the startup, the easy part ended. In fact, from the moment you transitioned from your initial capital to needing to generate the holy grail of capital, profits from sales to customers, things started getting really hard, right? And over the next few years, maybe decades, if running and growing your business ever got a little easier, it was only because you figured out how to do it without killing yourself. It's always hard. It's easy to start a small business, maybe too easy. But growing and running and growing one is awfully hard. Then one day you started tinkering with the idea of, you know, actually leaving your baby. Tossing the keys to someone else and riding off in the sunset. You know, retiring. And the more serious you got about the idea, the more you realized you are entering another phase of business ownership that's also really hard, selling a business. Since it's a natural law that every owner will one day exit his or her business for the last time, will go out either head first or feet first, I've consistently covered this topic on this show, as you know, with not only by myself, but with exit strategy experts. We have had a number of them on the show. Russell Brown, John Deeney, number of others. Also, we periodically ask the exit question in our weekly online poll that, as you know, is on our website in our newsletter, comparing responses to the two most recent of these, 5 years apart. We've done that recently. Has been a very interesting process comparing those two. When we asked the question 5 years ago and when we did it recently. So the interesting part was that in both the polls this year and the one in 2013, about one third chose the exit option. I'll sell my business. When we said, how will you exit your business? About one third in both polls said, I'll sell my business. The reason that this is interesting is because research consistently shows that only about one in five of small businesses actually do sell, only about 20%. So 33% want to sell their business, but something less than that actually pull it off. Well, as always, in on Main Street, hope springs eternal. So then the rest of the responses after this is that the other three exit options diverged. They were not similar from 13 to 2018. For example, in 2013, only one-sixth of our respondents planned to convey the business to a family member. In 2018, that number was down by more than half to 6%. And that tracks with the anecdotal reporting that millennials just don't want to take over the business from their parents. That's a parallel research that we're seeing. And it's showing up in the numbers of respondents that expect to convey it to a business. It's down by big numbers, by more than half, from about 16% down to about 6%. And next we had response were those who came to terms with the fact that the kiddos are not going to want to work as hard as they did. I'll just lock up one day for the last time. I'll just turn the lights off and lock the door and put the closed for good sign in the window. That group quadrupled over 5 years. from 6% in 13 to 23% now. Think about that. The people who said, I'll just lock up and go out of business, you know, the one last time, quadrupled. It's amazing. And finally, the folks who expect to be carried out of their business feet first, like me, dropped by a fifth, from half in 2013 to just under 40% in 2018. My take is that this cohort, likely mostly baby boomers, are increasingly deciding that retirement might not look so bad. So the people who are not going to who are not going to just work till they die, went down a number. And I think it might be because the economy is picking up, and maybe they are thinking, all right, I won't have to work all my life. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we just went through a lost decade from 07 to and 08 to 2016, just about a lost decade in the economy. And there are a lot of people who got the feeling that if this is my future, we're just going to have to keep working. But with the economy picking up a little bit, and with businesses in better financial condition than they've ever been in, if you survived, you by definition are in better financial condition. With the economy picking up, the money that companies are making now are putting a little bit of reserves back. It's allowing companies, small business owners, to think maybe I can retire a little bit earlier. Maybe I actually can retire, whether I sell the business or close it up or whatever. And that number, as I say, that number dropped, and from half to under 40%. So that's a good number. I think that's a good response. One insight into this last response is that, as I say, is that economy thing. But the record level of optimism we're seeing right now on Main Street from the NFIB, from the National Association of Manufacturers, from the U.S. Chamber, we just did a poll on that recently. Perhaps business owners just feel that their prospects have improved enough so they can entertain the classic retirement thing. I hope that's the case. So, last thoughts, American Dream, thy name is small business owner. And we've never had it easy. So I hope you are able to ride off into the sunset. Those of you who are at that point in your life, I hope you'll be able to toss the keys or sell the business or close up shop or work till you drop. Whatever makes you happy. I hope you do that because that was the option that you chose. Me, myself, I have a hard time thinking about retirement. I like working.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.